It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, there's been a lot of conversation about the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And I think that's because it's a short week and it's coming up on Friday. And quite honestly, there's not a lot else going on. I was going to give you my take on it because, well, it's probably not going to be a very popular take, honestly. I mean, I should be on board just like everybody else is. Yeah, never forget. I remember where I was when it happened. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that 6-8 week period afterwards where we were still just battle scarred and couldn't believe it, and how angry we were, and how people were joining in the military by the droves because they wanted to do something about it. They wanted to avenge all those poor people that were killed for no reason. And I'm not, for here we are, the 25th anniversary. I'm not there anymore. And I will get into why. You can tell me what you think on Freedom 96.9. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Join me live on location here at the studio of the Matthews Office Building, otherwise known as the Mob. Yeah.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night on
the ass. Cleveland County, get ready for a property tax increase, but it has nothing to do with the turnpike. Canada is raising tariffs on aluminum and Bombardier jets. That should be Bombardier, by the way. Bombardier jets. Good thing we're building a smelter in Inola, right? Yeah. Now where am I going to buy my private Bombardier jet? Those Canadians are just pricing themselves out of my marketplace, that's for sure. I might have to go with a Gulfstream or maybe a Cessna. Are we really going to get some rain this week? Or are we being faked out by La Nina or El Nino? I don't remember where we are. Doesn't matter. Words made up to make us all more paranoid and upset than we normally are. But I've got the AccuWeather forecast coming up, and it's going to be, let's just say it's going to hit the west first and then the metro later. I'll give you the timeline coming up. Why was the bomb squad called out to the airport over the weekend? Iran is threatening more retaliation. And earlier today, while you were at work, the United States struck an Iranian oil tanker that was being used to store oil at Karg Island. It's smoking now, man. But what is Iran going to strike us back with? Rocks that you throw? Or are you going to come peel out in our parking lot? Is that what you're going to do? Where would I get you? We will get you. You have taken away all of our weapons. You have taken away all of our oil. But we will get you. We will peel out in your parking lot. Glory be to Allah. All right, so we'll get into that. And LSU. You know, I watched LSU kick the ever-living doggy out of Clemson over the long weekend. And I thought, yeah, that's what LSU does. LSU wants to do more than win. They want you so demoralized that generations of your players shall pass before you appeal to playing them again.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
But I didn't know this, and I come from Louisiana. I didn't know this. Evidently, the visitors' locker room of Tiger Stadium isn't the most luxurious.
That locker room sucks over there. And
that's Lane Kiffin, who is the coach of LSU. All right, I'm going to get into LSU, and I've got a little advice for OU when they play LSU. And LSU is in a lot of trouble, not because they kicked Clemson's ass off the planet, but because of wanting to. And here's the other thing. 50 to 10 with Clemson, but here they were trying to. Here they were trying to sign on a couple of players who had NFL experience. If that ain't dirty playing, I don't know what is. And if you have to resort to that, you got a problem. This is why I'm starting, you know, I lost faith in the NFL a long time ago, and I'm starting to lose faith in the SEC and the NCAA. I really am. I really am. I know it's a big business, but do you have to be so blatantly big business about it? That's all. Anyway, that all coming up, too, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are first up, and it's good to have you back into a work week. What's your name?
Russell from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Russell in Oklahoma City. Good to hear from you, sir. Sorry I didn't make
Thank
it around
you.
Your house around 12 with some Puerto Rican girls that were just dying to meet you. You remember I told you that on Friday?
No, what did you tell me on Friday?
I told you on Friday I'm going to come around at 12 with some Puerto Rican girls just dying to meet you.
Oh, well, bless your heart.
Turns out they brought a case of wine and we didn't get any further than my house. So,
well, yeah, before, bless your heart.
Before we all puked all over the Matthews grass.
So. Burn!
Burn!
Go ahead, Russell.
Anyway.
Glad to have you in.
Anyway.
You didn't call today, to have me badger you with a bunch of dumb questions. Go ahead.
Today, I got about like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 scam calls.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, they're they are desperately trying to get your business because they're actually bringing up their phone calls as the worst one was Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They think the Walmart's calling you, and then when you pick up and answer it, or did you get your little card from the Social Security Administration for $150 for food and prescriptions?
If not, click this website, and we'll take care of you. Of course, you'll have to provide your Social Security number.
And then they come up with some energy company, and then CSI, and then they come up with, I don't know, but they're lowering their standards of getting under people's or legitimate corporation's name and calling you.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get anything from Walmart or Amazon or Black Hawk Bank,
yeah,
then 9 times out of 10, it's a scam call calling under a false pretense.
I do a lot of business with Amazon. I order a lot of stuff from Amazon. I love it. I get on Amazon. I want that. Take my money and give me that. Okay. I know that once the transaction is sealed, it is sealed. And I know that there usually is never any reason for Amazon to contact me on text or contact me on my phone. They will contact me through the app. And most Walmart's the same way. Okay. There's a problem with your order. Be delayed or whatever it may be. We see the credit card you gave us is registered to a Mr. Alphonse Capone out of Chicago.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
Whatever it may be, they contact you through the means by which you ordered the product. And they're not going to call you. They're not going to write you a letter. And they're not going to reach out to you via text. So.
Okay. But I also was just talking to my coworker just now, before I clocked out, and he said that there was something on News 9 that says they're trying to, when you're at a restaurant, they are trying to get you like 3 booths away, like somehow using AI or something, like using their phone to get your information somehow. I don't know what the hell that's all
about. Well, if they're doing that, it's illegal. They cannot scan your phone without you giving them permission to. You know, now here's what everybody's getting tired of, and maybe you've experienced this, Russell. I went into a couple of restaurants, and okay, where's my menu? Oh no, scan this QR code, and it, our menu will come up. Now, what they might be trying to do is, if in the course of scanning that QR code, there's a, hey, click yes to receive all of our goody, whatever they might be, our good deals. And if you click yes,
to receive your data from that way.
Yeah, then they. Well, I don't know if they'll get your data, but they'll get your IP address of your phone, or they can send you crap. Yeah.
But
you are consenting to it, so that's why you don't consent to that. And that's why I said, look, I really like having a menu. I don't want to have to scroll through something and then go back and then scroll through something and then accidentally hit escape, and all of a sudden I'm three or four apps away from where I needed to be and have to start all over again. I got behind this poor woman at a building store that shall remain nameless, who has an app where you can buy things through the app at the self-checkout. And she was getting so frustrated because it wouldn't check her out. And I finally said, has it been a long time since you've used this app? Yes. I said, well, you have to go back in and you have to tell it you are who you are. You have to re-log in. And she said, to hell with it. And she pulled out a credit card. And I said, now that's something that this particular company needs to know about their app. It's cumbersome to use. And if it's that hard for me to buy your product and let you track what I'm buying to give me whatever it is, 2 cents per purchase of savings next time I'm in the store, well, then that's a bad thing. And this is where AI is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Changing subject just a little bit.
Oh, and before you do, there's a new study out that shows 90% of people who call a business and get one of those phone trees or AI answering the phone hang up. So if you're a business owner, you better take that as food for thought. People want to talk to a live body.
Yes. Especially no matter what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The election will be over in November.
Hallelujah.
After that, praise the Lord.
Yes.
After that, will they start, like, is it then that's when they will the debate start next year?
No.
Or do we have another year without?
We're supposed to have an off year where there will be no debates, but you believe me, the media will already pick up on 2028, and they will start harping on 2028, especially for the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we don't know what's going to happen with the Democrat Party. That party is so scattered. They're like the Dead End Gang in the Bowery Boys movie. They don't know what they're doing or where they're doing or how they're doing it.
Okay. I was just wondering if anybody who wanted to put their name in the hat for whatever, if it's too late for president, I mean, you have to, like, what's the deadline for the presidency?
Oh, it'll be the election year, and I want to say it is 45 days prior to the first primary of 2028, which is usually somewhere around March or February. So usually the candidates will have had to have declared and qualified by January of 2028.
So they have a little bit of time.
They do. Now, here's the thing. There's a new law federally. Once you declare your candidacy, the clock is running on how much money you can spend and how you can spend it. So that's why a lot of them wait till fourth quarter of the previous year. So it'll be fourth quarter of 2027 before you see a lot of declarations.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Unless.
So we have a little bit of time.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah. Unless they have a well-financed campaign like Trump did. Trump was able to declare early in 2023. So.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the info, Lee.
All right. I do what I can, Russell, in Oklahoma City.
Guns for everybody.
You bet. And thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 25th anniversary of 9/11 is this coming Friday, and it's already Tuesday, and I am not going to remember it the way most people are going to remember it. I will explain. Coming up on Freedom 96.9 and Cleveland County, your property taxes are going to go up. I'll explain why. On Freedom 96.9, healthcare for all is at hand. That's why I love these people that keep saying, Medicare for everybody, Medicare for everybody. Well, everybody does get Medicare when you qualify for it, you dope. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you are eligible for Medicare, you know, because you were born in 1961, or you're getting all those phone calls and emails and snail mails and all those texts. And if it's confusing, well, I'm here to straighten all that out with my good friend Eunice Corey of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make if you're new to Medicare or if you all want to make some changes with the up and coming open enrollment period. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Team standing by, ready to put together a plan that is just right for you quickly, efficiently, and then you'll be on your way. No need to worry about eligibility. And Medicare for everyone. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band, and on Monday enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to majored.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. America, hoorah!
Mustang Western Days 2026. Red, white, and boots. This Friday and Saturday, join us Friday for the 5K run, chili cook-off, arts and crafts booth, and food trucks. Then on Saturday morning, we'll start the day off with the pancake breakfast, a parade at 10 a.m., then back to Town Center for Chuck Wagon Roundup, more arts and crafts vendors, live entertainment. Join us Saturday from 4 to 7 for a free concert with OKC's own Super Freak. Make sure to join us Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock for the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I would unleash the Mossad to do what they were doing early on. Go back to the assassination squads. They're trying to kill the president, his family. They're trying to get our European assets and our allies in Europe. We know the threats are everywhere. The Mossad knows exactly where these people are. Thankfully, they have Iranians who have, are willing to be double agents for them. I would like to go back to that.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That locker room sucks over there. And
LSU Tigers coach admitting the truth. The visitors' locker room in Tiger Stadium sucks. It's a technique to intimidate visiting teams. I wonder if it's painted Pepto-Bismol pink. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Trucker Ted joining us. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Well, not deep. Okay. I think I'm in Denison. I think that was the birthplace.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, it's hard to tell if you're in Denison, Sherman, or Dumas. They all run together these days.
Right. Anyway, I am so. You were talking about the NCAA and the SEC. Well, I am going to be talking about the Big Ten. I I'm not a fan of OU. Okay, yeah. But I just pray to God. OU just curb stomps the University of Michigan on Saturday. Did you see that last play of that game?
I saw all the replays on it, and this was University of Michigan against Western Michigan. Is that the deal?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And that was some Bravo Sierra if I ever saw any.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't occur to me that there are two clocks, one that the public sees and one that the officials see.
Well, from what I understand, it's not supposed to be that way. What the public sees is supposed to be synced up to what the actual official time is.
You would
with
think.
These that the broadcast partners of. And I think that Michigan has just gotten too big for their britches, and they're supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to come down between Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's going to win that Big Ten championship this year? And
now, if you don't know, Trucker Ted is referring to a very wild Hail Mary pass with less than a second left. The ball was in play while the clock hit zero, which technically, if it were caught in the end zone, would have been a touchdown because the ball was in play. It didn't matter if the clock ran out until the ball hit the ground, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And what happened is the ball went out of the end of the end zone,
yeah,
and touched a Western Michigan player's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And upon further review, there was 1 second left on the clock when that player touched the ball. No, there wasn't.
No.
Clock said zero.
The clock said zero, yes.
Yeah. And so, and then they did run so another play, and their star $10 million quarterback,
mm-hmm,
threw another Hail Mary, and it was a jump ball, and they ended up scoring at the goal line.
Okay.
And winning the game.
By a nose.
By a point, when they were 27.5 point favorites.
Yes.
Saving them from another Appalachian State debacle from 2007.
Yes. And had they gone for the field goal earlier in the game, they wouldn't have had to do that. But they chose to go for it, and they bombed. So,
all I've got to say is these big power, is there Power 5 or Power 6?
Conferences now. I've been an SEC guy most of my life, and when OU went over to the SEC, everybody thought I was blasting OU, and I'm like, no, you just don't understand how good the SEC is. Yeah, you're going to get all kinds of money. Yeah, you're going to get all kinds of, you're going to be playing some big teams, but you are not going to see a championship for decades. Decades. And if you don't believe me, look at what LSU just did in the past 10 days. These are the kinds of tactics these guys pull to win football games. I'm talking about trying to sign ex-NFL players.
Well, I am still a Big Ten football fan, mm-hmm, from my days in Michigan, but I root for Michigan State. I root for who they call his little brother.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is making it clear that he will be running for president again. Experts say there is a path for victory if he runs a Trump-adjacent campaign.
In 2016, he showed his differences with President Trump, and I think that's where he's comfortable being.
Texas GOP strategist Vinny Mancio says the president has not hinted who he will endorse. However, he said it's likely to either be J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio. In order to stand out, Cruz will have to endorse some Trump priorities, but also present his own ideas for the country. Atmos is reportedly getting into the robo-taxi business.
The company is run by former Uber boss Travis Kalanick. The Financial Times reports it's now on a hiring spree as it moves into autonomous vehicles. For now, they're partnering with Uber, and Uber is investing in Atmos. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I love seeing folks out on their motorcycles when the weather turns. There's nothing like it. But I've got to say something because I've seen the other side. I've represented riders and their families after a wreck, and there's one thing that comes up again and again. The riders wearing your helmet had a fighting chance. The ones who weren't often didn't. A helmet doesn't make you less free. It's the thing that gets you home to the people you love, and the road doesn't care how experienced you are. It's the other driver, the one who doesn't see you, that you can't control. So please, put the helmet on. Every ride, every time, no matter how short or how long, wear your helmet, ride smart, and ride safe. And if someone else's carelessness has hurt you or a loved one, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. We ride with you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. Fire departments across Oklahoma are mourning the death of a Wellston firefighter who became ill while battling a large wildfire in Lincoln County. The firefighter was hospitalized after responding to the fire, but later died. Authorities haven't released the firefighter's identity currently or the exact cause of death. Firefighters and emergency responders across the region are expressing support for the family and the Wellston Fire Department. The incident remains under investigation. A Midwest City man will spend 15 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to possessing child pornography. Christian Nathaniel Rafford possessed hundreds of illegal images, including material involving prepubescent children. Rafford was indicted in 2025, entering a guilty plea earlier this year in the case. A federal judge sentenced him to 180 months in prison, followed by 10 years of supervised release. New inspection findings are raising additional concerns about a Bitcoin mining facility linked to a massive water leak in El Reno. A city official's reporting a fire marshal's inspection found numerous code violations, including electrical deficiencies, fire safety issues, and problems involving a private fire hydrant connected to the water line that leaked. El Reno officials say the facility's owner will be responsible for covering costs related to the leak. A compliance hearing is scheduled for next week. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event, and when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to ICSConcreteCoating.com for a free estimate today.
Canada is raising tariffs on aluminum and Bombardier jets. Good thing we're building a smelter, but where am I going to buy my private jet now? Gosh! Oklahoma's Talk Radio with more on that coming up. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and very warm with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot weather, with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 102, surpassing the previous record of 99 set in 1970. Tomorrow night will bring cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots and a low of 73. Moving into Thursday, there will be a chance of a thunderstorm in one or two spots in the morning. Otherwise, expect considerable cloudiness and slightly cooler temperatures, but with high humidity reaching a high of 85. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews on the drive. By the way, timeline of that chance of rain, 30% chance of rain tomorrow night around 6 p.m. in Enid, 8 p.m. in the metro. And then the rain chances will continue through most of the night and then into the morning hours on Thursday morning in the metro. But let's not get too excited. They're not expecting inches of rain here. Maybe half inch, maybe quarter inch, depending on how much heat and how much moisture. So we can't get too excited. Lee Matthews in the Drive on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm not a big one to remember, lament, or get depressed over the date and time that someone died. I would rather remember the person as they lived and longs to see them again walking the streets of glory. That is not to say I am not against remembrances of 9/11 and the 20th anniversary of 9/11, which is coming up Friday. But the more I remember it and see the modern state of our country, the more angry this anniversary makes me, and the more I don't want to remember it. Here we are, just 25 years away from one of the worst days in American history. And what do we have in the city where most of the deaths took place, New York? We have a city of people who elected Zoran Mandami as mayor. Is this how we never forget? A mayor whose sympathies lie with those who say the U.S. has somehow deserved it, brought upon it, caused it to happen. A man who says and does everything in his power to subvert the American system. And a man who was 9 years old at the time and living in Uganda, dreaming of a day when he can migrate to the very city he's now trying to dismantle. Is this how we never forget? It's as though those who want to destroy America and the American way of life are no longer using planes to fly into buildings. They're out in the open, running for and getting elected to office on the promise of destroying the country as we know it. And they're using the religion of peace. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm Muslim. A religion of peace, remember? But they're not using the religion of peace to infiltrate communism to the government. They're using communism to infiltrate the religion of peace into the government. So is this how we never forget? Statisticians, marketers, demographers, they love to map out everything in the units of generations. Okay, generation, the boomer generation, Gen X, Gen Y, the millennials. A generation is 25 years, by the way. And much is being made of now we've reached an entire generation that wasn't born and doesn't remember 9/11. Nor its significance in American history and world history, because they don't teach that anymore. I don't know about you, but I learned all about Pearl Harbor. I learned all about the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. I learned all about the Tet Offensive. I learned all about that stuff in school history classes. Will members of this generation roll their eyes and breathe a heavy sigh when mom or dad says, "Hey, kids, we're going to the 9/11 memorial in New York"? Or will they never forget? And with people like Zoran Mandami in office, I think it'll be difficult for them to never forget. I will be memorializing the 25th anniversary of 9/11 in my own way. And it'll be on Friday, but it'll be with our annual terrorist takedown episode of Firearms Friday. What to do if you do encounter a terrorist or someone acting with terrorist motives? Because that's the way we stop it. That's the way we keep it from happening again. That is the way we never forget.
Ooh,
what do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Craig in Tulsa.
Hello, Craig. Good to hear from you, sir, in Tulsa.
Yes, great show going there.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll give another reason why we need to remember 9/11. And that is this. It's not over.
Right.
It's not over. It's not over by any means. You know, given what you pointed out in New York and the things going on in Dearborn, Michigan,
let me
point something else out that we need to keep our eyes wide open. I mean, you can't address an enemy if they're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. The Martin Luther King celebration, the March on Washington back not long ago here, I was watching that because, you know, that he's, to me, he's like a, you know, one of the, I guess, assistants to the founders. You know, he helped us live out our creed.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Even he would be upset at what I saw at the march. There was a, it was one of those multiple religion get together unity groups that speak, you know, and but within them was a woman with Islam, and she was Muslim. Okay, but here's
the religion of peace.
On.
The religion of peace.
Yeah. And I was going to say that too. Yeah, the religion of peace. No, okay, wait a minute. So I watched her speak. She was the Islamic speaker. And she made a statement that is rather odd for a religious person talking about religions. She said, you know, she came to speak, you know, representing Islam. We have been here longer than before the founding. Okay, I thought, what has that got to do with religion and unity?
Right. Wrong. Try again. Okay. If you're trying to, if they're trying to say their religion of peace has existed longer in the world than the concept of enlightenment and freedom, that would be correct. But they have not been in the United States proper longer than the enlightened attitudes of what is now the American system. Sorry.
Now, here's what I'm going to reveal what she's doing. There is the belief in Dar al-Islam within Islam.
Uh-huh.
And Dar al-Islam says this: if Muslim feet have tread on a land or an area, it becomes part of the caliphate and it's theirs. They own it. Okay, so what she's doing is she's saying this. Now, what they'll do is they'll point back and say, well, there were, with the Spanish explorers, there were some Islamic people. So what she's claiming is this. What she really was saying in the middle of a, should have been a sacred thing, she's saying, oh, by the way, Islam, our feet walked on this land earlier than the founding, and therefore it is our land.
Yeah.
And then what follows is, and we are going to retake it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the implication. But it was subtly slipped in, you know, we, not all these religions, we as in Islam have been here before the founding. She's doing is she's planting a flag in America saying, no, it's ours.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I thought, my goodness. But it'll slip by people if they don't know about Dar al-Islam and their beliefs. But she just subtly slipped it in, whereas I think over in Iran, they winked at her.
Yeah, you know, probably so.
Good job. And so I'm letting people know it's happening. It's an effort that's going on, and we need to be watchful.
Mm-hmm.
We need to defend our civilization. So it's not, you know, there it is, right? You know, that's not like this overt as some of the things you hear with some of the New York politicians and things. But it's there.
It's still there, and it's more out in the open now than it was 25 years ago.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, just the blunt statements, you know, and people who support the politicians who support people that say, you know, basically kill the Jews, you know.
Yeah.
The things like that. That's the hugely overt. But they're trying to work their way into every aspect, religion, every part of our society, basically infiltrate and then take over.
Yeah.
And so we just need to be aware of that and realize that this is not done yet. 9/11 needs
no,
to be
and if you think it's
solidly.
You think it's not in Oklahoma, I mean, you're in Tulsa, and that lawsuit in Broken Arrow with that Islamic center that wants to build a mosque in an area that is zoned for commercial only, is trying to make it a freedom of speech issue. They're not going to get very far because it has nothing to do with freedom of speech. And every time they've been told, look, you can't build here because of the zoning. So either try to get the zoning board to change the zoning or go outside of the city limits of Broken Arrow where there is no zoning and build your mosque center. Well, they don't want to do that because they want to be in the middle of town where they can cause the most trouble. It is not a peaceful and innocent initiative. It is a deliberate provocation.
Well, as well, in their minds, once they get that established, hey, it's part of the caliphate.
Yeah.
We own that chunk of Oklahoma. It is about conquest, and then at some point it becomes violent conquest.
Sure.
So if we don't stop this now, we're going to be heading for troubles like what they're having in Europe,
yeah.
You know, where we have different courts on different corners for Sharia law, and
whole swaths and neighborhoods and arrondissements in Paris that are completely taken over by Sharia law.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I'm very proud of John Cleese of Monty Python fame. John Cleese is in England, which England's almost totally submitted.
Yeah.
But he's speaking out for Western civilization, so he's doing stuff. But it's becoming late for England. They better step it up.
Yeah.
But we don't need to let them quietly just say this is ours. We're mm-hmm. taking land, and so we need to be alert. I'll just put it that way. We need to be careful who we vote for, and we need to know what do they really believe.
Well, and that's once again why my choice in how we remember 9/11 is going to be Firearms Friday and the terrorist takedown. Each year we do a terrorist takedown. What if you're walking through the park and you see someone of questionable atmosphere, shall we say?
Behavior.
Yeah, behavior. Trying to commit some sort of terrorist act. What do you do? So that's what I'm going to go through.
What you would do for any crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to defend yourself and you have to defend mm-hmm. The country. Now, I'm not saying go out armed up and look for Muslims. That's not what I'm saying.
Neither am I. But we still need to communicate that we are a nation of laws. And one of those laws is the Second Amendment that allows the American citizen, the average American citizen, to bear arms and use them in defense of themselves and anybody around them that they choose.
And that lets them know that, we need to let them know this, that if you want to come take us over, you're going to have a real problem. You're going to have a real problem, you know. And that's the glory of America. I will mm-hmm. say this, because of our rights,
mm-hmm.
They think they have to do it subtly through the political process because they're already aware of what you're saying. They're like, well, it's going to be really hard. They know it's going to be hard to march in and do it because they'd be met with so much resistance. You know, there's no way.
Sure.
But we have to keep an eye on the political and religious areas too, because they can come in through that way, and you have to be very careful and defend your civilization.
Well, and if you'll notice in my monologue a moment ago, I did not attack Mondami's religion at all, because all the beefs I have with him are not religious. Well, I'm sure they are to him. But they aren't to me. I'm not arguing religion with this guy. I'm arguing that any guy who is going to associate himself with and cheer on the likes of people who say it was the fault of the United States, the United States brought it upon itself, the United States had it coming, That's not someone who needs to be the mayor of New York. That's not someone who needs to be in charge of the celebration of the remembrance of the 25th anniversary of this attack.
Yeah, and they lie. Taquia is one of their principles, which is you can lie about anything if you're talking to an infidel.
Sure.
And no, we didn't deserve anything. We exist, and we're probably the reason that more people are free on this earth. And if you want to go under the caliphate of Islam, well, then these liberals who are letting them use them as a Trojan horse, they need to realize that that same woman who spoke about, you know, all these religions, she, in her mind, in the end, it'll be, yeah, but it's going to be ours.
Yeah.
It's going to be, there's going to be peace under not your religion. No, it's going to be forced peace under our enforced peace. And they need to realize that. It's conquest. Islam it has a certain religious component, but it has a political and military component.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't understand. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand. They think that that to this culture, religion is like it is with us, something you do on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday evening. For them, it involves all aspects of their life, from how they dress to what they eat to when they eat it, to what they do with their day, to how they treat their families and the members of their families, and so on and so forth. And the
dangerous part is this. Yes, that all these things that they observe and do, but here's the deal. With them, it's, and you will do it too.
Sure.
You know, when they get in power, it's not, we do this, but you're free to do what you, no, it's not, you're not free to do anything. These are the rules. We live by them, and guess what? Now you have to. And if you don't, you have to pay a tax to us. And if you don't pay the tax, we remove your head.
Yeah.
There's three choices. You either submit, or if you don't submit, you have to be a taxed second-class citizen. And if you don't do that, you know. So let's say Islam took over in Oklahoma. Then I would have to be paying a tax, or they would come after me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what it is. So these liberals who say, you know, they don't realize that the Trojan horse they're allowing is going to turn back on them. And so I think people need to be aware,
which is my frustration point. I'm not going to sit here and say we're worse off than we were 25 years ago, because the major change is it's no longer in hiding. This effort, this initiative is no longer in hiding. It is way out in the open, and its epicenter is right there where the Moth's deaths took place. Craig in Tulsa, thanks a lot. I got to run. Glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9. Good topics to talk about. Your thoughts at 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Had a great time on Friday at Frontier Auto Group, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, the family-oriented business. Got to meet with Shane, and I got to meet with their new sales manager over there, and enjoy all of the goodies that they had there at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealership. But they also have the Chevrolet dealership, and they're both on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout in El Reno. Short drive for great savings, especially right now, because they're getting ready to get rid of the 2026's incentives on financing, incentives on trade-ins, incentives on features. All eligible for you because they want to make room for the 2027s. It's a traditional time of year for car buying. So do so at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
As Election Day approaches and Oklahoma makes its voice heard, make your voice heard here every day. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey everyone, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Coming up on your Hump Day Wednesday, the latest scams targeting your hard-earned money. Tara Harden will be here from the Oklahoma Department of Securities with Grift Busters. Plus, we'll talk about the news you may have missed while you slept and deep dive into the stories that most affect you and your family. And we'll take your calls and comments. A lot to cover. It all starts at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Like the way you work it.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I like the Lee Matthews on the drive. Cleveland County Commission met today. And yes, they raised property taxes. It has nothing to do with the turnpikes. I'll tell you what it does have to do with. Be careful. It could happen in your county as well. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Mark writes, Lee, 25 years ago while discussing politics, I said, there at least no one will say out loud they're socialist. I believe many members were leftists and were socialists, but they wouldn't say it. Now they say it proudly. Cindy Munson is a socialist. She's trying to hide it. I promise you. She will not try to hide it should she win. Mark, I know because I've been watching her make her speeches, been watching her press conferences, and she drops all of the code words. Doug writes, Lee, have you seen Kamala's video accusing Republicans of cheating? She reminds us context is king. If she believed that she would have, if she believes that, she would have added America's Support absentee ballots where an elderly person or disabled person can request a ballot, fill it out with a proof of ID, and mail it in. What Trump does not support is what California does. They mail everyone an absentee ballot, and anyone, illegals included, can fill it out. It's that sort of shenanigans that Trump wants to stop. And Doug, that's exactly what Trump wants to stop with his Save America Act. Now, I'm wondering why there are Republicans in the Senate that also don't want the Save America Act. John Thune? The only conclusion I can come to is that he is a never-Trumper, always has been a never-Trumper, and at this stage in the game, he's going to try to keep Trump from getting any victory leading into the midterms. Freedom 96.9.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Neighbors raise concerns after gunfire erupts during a party in Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene of Sunday's deadly crash of an Amazon cargo plane at Miami International Airport.
The NTSB says they have recovered the black boxes from the cargo plane. They're being analyzed at their headquarters in D.C. Investigators say a team of 32 investigators are here on site, and they're going to be looking at a number of factors to see what may have caused this crash that tragically claimed five lives.
NBC's George Salas reports the plane overran the runway by about 1,300 feet. NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy confirms that it hit a van with several people inside and then struck a Toyota Corolla. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani says he will attend Friday's 9/11 remembrance ceremony despite growing criticism.
A petition circulated by some 9/11 victims' families urging Mamdani to reconsider has drawn 100,000 signatures. Mamdani responded Monday at the West Indian Day Parade to calls for him to skip the ceremony.
I'm proud to be the mayor of this city. I love this city. I love this country.
Rudy Giuliani was mayor when the Twin Towers fell. He says Mamdani should stay away, accusing him of being too tolerant of radical Islam. John Summers, USA Radio News.
Several Chicago aldermen are calling for more aggressive action to address street takeovers in the city. Perry Williams reports.
No arrests were made over the weekend after several incidents of reckless driving and drivers using vehicles to do donuts in the street. Fifth Ward Alderman Desmond Yancey reacted after a huge fire was set near Lakeshore Drive in Jeffrey.
These things are happening all across the city and pretty much every community, and they've been going on for too long. There's got to be a plan.
Mayor Brandon Johnson's expected to be questioned about the street takeovers during a media event this morning concerning safety measures for the upcoming Mexican Independence Day celebration.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is the Money Minute. I'm Alan Johnson. 1 minute, your money, and here's what mattered this week. The national debt is now above $40 trillion, and Washington tried to push long-term interest rates down by increasing Treasury bond buybacks. And you know what? It worked for about a day. Then rates moved right back up at the Federal Reserve. There's another number worth watching. The money supply, M2, is growing at about 5.4% from a year ago, and that's the fastest pace in roughly 4 years. And the metals, noticed. And gold has been trading above $4,600 an ounce, while silver's been pushing nearly 70. Now, none of that tells us what's happening next week, but put it together. $40 trillion in debt, high borrowing cost, a growing money supply, and precious metals moving higher. Those are the numbers I'll be watching. I'm Alan Johnson, and that's the Money Minute, presented by Heritage Gold Partners at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A multi-vehicle crash caused major traffic backups on I-235 near downtown OKC this morning, with two vehicles involved in the crash near the I-40 interchange. One damaged vehicle came to rest in the median while another stopped nearby along the shoulder. Authorities haven't released any additional information about those involved or possible injuries. Neighbors in northeast Oklahoma City are raising concerns after gunfire erupted during a party at a short-term rental property over the weekend, with police reporting one person was shot in the foot during the early Sunday morning incident. Surveillance videos showed partygoers running as shots were fired and nearby homes and vehicles were struck by bullets. Residents say the home is one of several short-term rentals on the block and have voiced concerns about recurring parties. A McLeod family that operates an animal sanctuary is seeking help after a fire left their home unlivable. Patty and Robert Forehand say they're now caring for more than 70 rescued dogs and cats while living in their driveway as repairs begin. The fire severely damaged the home, but all 49 dogs and 24 cats were safely evacuated. They're asking for donations of pet food and are also looking for people willing to foster or adopt some of the animals. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Are we going to get some rain this week? Really? Got the AccuWeather forecast with more on that and their take on it coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and very warm with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot weather with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 102, surpassing the previous record of 99 set in 1970. Tomorrow night will bring cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots and a low of 73. Moving into Thursday, there will be a chance of a thunderstorm in one or two spots in the morning. Otherwise, expect considerable cloudiness and slightly cooler temperatures, but with high humidity reaching a high of 85. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Built on faith, family, and freedom. This is your home for conservative talk in Oklahoma City. The new Freedom 96.9 delivers the stories that shape our nation and the local commentary that protects our community. Join the movement, make your voice heard, and stay connected to what matters most. Keep it set right here on the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of talk in the media about the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, and I'm not going to remember it the way they are. And I'm not going to get all hung up on it's been 25 years. I'm not going to get all hung up on there's an entire generation that was not alive when it happened. Because 25 years is the span of an entire generation, okay? So, what I am going to do is what I've always done on the anniversary of 9/11 is remind everybody why it happened, how it happened, and how to keep it from happening again. And it is in your hands. If you see suspicious behavior, and I don't care what the color of the person is, I don't care how that person prays, all I know is that all of the terrorism attacks that have happened since 9/11 have been related to, in some form or other, the religion of peace, quote unquote. I know there are different factions of that religion. And I know there are some peaceful, loving, and practicing factions of that religion, and I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with mistreating women. I'm not fine with mistreating children. And I'm not fine with death being your sacrament. And in many cases, your only sacrament. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. You know what a sacrament is, right? Not every denomination, not every Protestantism focuses on the things you do to get to go to heaven. Not everyone does. Sacraments. Anyway, 405-608-4377. Cleveland, here's something else that happened while you were at work today. The Cleveland County Commission met today to discuss raising property taxes. And they believe they will not have much choice if they lose an upcoming court case. Many believe it is better to settle now in the court case rather than wait for the courts to possibly cause more headache down the road. So Cleveland County did move forward with a $20 million settlement in a federal jail death lawsuit, which is structured to pay out $18 million in installments based on property taxes. Homeowners will expect to pay an extra $55 per year over the next 3 years to help fund the settlement. Reports on the settlement note that the county's insurance covers $2 million, while the remaining $18 million is funded via the property tax adjustment. Beyond specific legal judgments, the general property taxes in the area are also affected by rising property market values and the voter-approved local school or city bond issues. This all centers around the Shannon Hanchett case. You may remember Shannon Hanchett. She was known as the Cookie Queen and owner of the Cookie Cottage. A lawsuit was filed by her husband, Daniel, against the Cleveland County Sheriff in connection with her death inside the Cleveland County Detention Center. Shannon Hanchett was arrested in November of 22, accused of making false 911 calls and obstructing an officer. After spending less than 2 weeks in jail, she died of natural causes inside the detention center because, Daniel, her husband says, she was denied the medication that she needed to live. After her death, lawmakers and residents raised concerns about her mental health while she was in custody, arguing that the jail should not be the holding place for someone who had been in a mental health crisis, which is why she made the 911 calls in the first place. Now it looks like the county commission is not going to wait for a court. They're going to offer this settlement of $20 million, $2 million to come from the insurance of the county, and the $18 million to come from you and your extra $50 in property taxes. I do believe homestead exemption will apply, but alas, homestead exemption does not remove all property taxes. In my opinion, it should. What do you think? I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. But for the grace of God, go I don't live in Cleveland County, but I could. It's a little like buying a car from a rental company. You know that car has been gone over with a fine-tooth comb probably each and every time it's been returned back to the rental person. So the car overall, maybe it's got some miles on it, is going to be in pretty good shape. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. That's what it's like getting a used gun from H&H Shooting Sports. And right now, it's their used gun flash sale. And it's all going on now through Wednesday, 15% off. Now through tomorrow, 15% off all in-stock used firearms. And they've had a very fine-tooth comb gone over with them with, I shouldn't say fine-tooth comb, fine-tooth cleaning brush. How about that? From the gunsmiths at H&H Shooting Sports. Save huge on a big selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But hurry, it is going on only until tomorrow. The used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
In November, the nation will make their voices heard at the ballot box. Every day, OKC makes their voices heard here on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast is calling for clear and warm weather tonight, low 75. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 102. Then the change comes. 30% chance of rain about 6 p.m. in Enid, about 8 p.m. in the metro, and a low of 75. The chance of rain will increase overnight to 60% in the metro and will end by mid-morning, high of 88. Now, this is if everything continues as the computers are saying it is going to, but we get a little hot and it dries out the moisture. We don't get as much rain. We get a little cooler and it cools that moisture in the air and we get a little more rain. Either way, we're not going to get a gully washer, just a little bit of relief. It is 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377 and Lee Matthews with the drive. Tom is in Moore. Thank you for hanging on, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Lee. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So I was leaving work. I always listen to your show.
Thanks.
On my way home. Oh, absolutely. I always enjoy it. There was something that you said about the Muslims and how, you know, there are peaceful ones. And, yeah, I deal with some every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tire salesman for a living, so I see all kinds of folks. But my question is, when are the peaceful, loving Muslims going to hold a protest to tell the others to calm down?
Yeah.
Because until I see some action from those peaceful, loving ones, I think that they're just doing the same trick as everybody else, which is we'll be real nice till we got the majority of the population, and then fun times over. But I don't know. Do you think I'm wrong? Or
no, that is my problem, okay, with the religion of peace. I never see the peaceful side of the religion of peace condemn the violent side.
Absolutely.
I never see that. When I speak to someone who is of the religion of peace and I say, is not your sacrament to kill the non-believers? Now, whether you do it or not is your business, but is not, if that is your sacrament as a member of the religion of peace, that is not in conjunction with the sensibilities of our United States enlightened, the basis of our enlightenment. We are a society that was founded on the enlightenment. Our founding fathers believed in intellectualism and prayer and that man is flawed and must improve and therefore must be given as much liberty to do so. Your faith condemns, your faith makes your women second and third class citizens, makes your children basically slaves. So
all fantastic points, and my thoughts exactly. They got all these fancy names. The tax is called the jizya or something like that. And then what do you call it when you can lie to people's faces as long as the ends justifies the means?
Yeah, I mean, there's a name for it. I don't remember what it is, but
I don't remember it either.
Yeah,
I can't either because it's never been important to me. But the more I'm watching, New York City, the more I'm watching people all across America and these democratic socialists running these guys that are campaigning with Hassan Piker.
Yeah.
We know what he said about America and the Constitution. We can't say it on the radio. But I just wanted to bring that up.
Well,
I've met some,
Tom, let me contrast that with enlightened sacraments, okay? Now, the religion of peace, one of their sacraments is it's okay to kill a non-believer. Well,
Yes. Guess
what? In the Enlightenment, baptism is a sacrament. It is an outward profession of your faith that you are giving yourself over to God and that God is washing away your sins symbolically. And in some cases, literally. Another one is the Lord's Supper or the Eucharist. That is a sacrament. Marriage is a sacrament. That was my big argument when gay marriage was coming along. Marriage is a sacrament between a man and a woman. I have no problem with two human beings of the same sex going down and getting some sort of certificate that they will be each other's forever. And I have no problem with a special prayer or a special blessing coming from your minister. But it is not a sacrament.
Absolutely not, yeah. Sir. Well, I'll tell you, I just feel like that you spoke about our forefathers a while ago.
Yes.
Our forefathers would have been at war in 2020 with the ones here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They would not have been tolerant of the religion of peace taking over certain aspects of government.
Absolutely not.
For the reasons I just described, because their religion does not enlighten; it condemns.
I think whenever 80,000 Somalis were dropped into the Minneapolis area, it was to put a wedge into our government, and it succeeded.
Yeah.
And getting worse and worse now as we're keep going along. The main thing is that a dumbed down electorate is much easier to control, and that's why education is so horrible in America. We used to be number one until we got the Board of Education.
And now we're spending twice as much as any nation on education per pupil. We're getting less out of it because it's all being eaten up by administration and bureaucracy.
And I understand.
God bless America.
Understand when Mr. Obama was president that when they stopped the manned air from NASA, he told NASA to give all their money to Arab countries.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard that too? Because I don't know. I haven't.
You know, you read a lot of things on the internet that are either exaggerated or out and out wrong. So I've not been able to find any verification of that. Now, did he say it to someone in passing? Did he say it to someone and somebody heard it? It doesn't matter. He's not in office anymore. He's irrelevant. He's so irrelevant that I don't even think anybody's listening to his wife anymore. And everybody used to bow down before Michelle if she combed her hair. Oh, look, she's brilliant. Oh, my goodness. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well. Lee, I know I've taken up a good portion of your time. I appreciate you taking my call, and hopefully I'll find something to strike my interest with you again.
Thank you for listening. And you call anytime, Tom. That's what I'm here for on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. LSU absolutely humiliated Clemson, but now LSU might get humiliated themselves. And I'm bringing this up because LSU is a new rival of OU. Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews with more on that coming up on The Drive. There is a big difference in a benefit and an entitlement, okay? An entitlement is something that you are eligible for if you make a certain amount of money, usually a little amount of money, okay? So that means you are entitled to certain goodies to help you out of a bad situation. Now, a benefit is something that you've worked for, and Medicare is that benefit, which means when it comes time for you to be eligible for it, you may as well sign up for it and get what you have coming as soon as possible. And that time is now. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of the phone calls, the emails, the texts. And the call to make is the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, because they can walk you through the whole process, and they can also fill in the blanks along the way. Here's the number, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Get what you have coming to you.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are falling into savings and can't wait to see you at the Oklahoma State Fair September 17th through the 27th. The best deals and the biggest savings are happening all month long on all Bad Boy and Yanmar mowers, tractors, and UTVs. Beat the crowds and come shop with us now. Tractor Bob's, I-240 Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
If you have an upcoming conference or will be a vendor at the 2026 Oklahoma State Fair and need more promotional products, don't stress. Call Minuteman Press. We are your one-stop shop for printing and promotional products. Whether you need additional flyers, banners, brochures, business cards, or promotional giveaways, we can get them printed quickly. We also offer show displays, retractable banners, and step banners to help your booth stand out. Conveniently located just 10 minutes from the fairgrounds at 300 North Ann Arbor, we're ready to help with jobs of any size. No order is too big or too small. We've got you covered. Minuteman Press, 405-942-5595.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
The Republican ad war has begun. The Iranians are looking to respond to what we're doing to the Strait of Hormuz. It's a wild week in news, and I'm here to cover it for you live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Eric Erickson here. Tune in weekdays 11 to 2. I'll cover the news, give you my opinion, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom all across Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, clear and warm tonight, 75 the low, sunny and hot tomorrow, high 102. Our record, by the way, is 105, so even though it feels like we've been breaking records, we've been just under. You know, though, we have experienced 40 days of 100-plus temperatures. Now, tomorrow evening, 30% chance of rain coming in out of the northwest in the Enid area. It'll be in the Oklahoma Metro, Oklahoma City Metro by 8 p.m. That 30% chance of rain will increase to 60% by the evening hours and overnight hours, and then last until mid-morning into tomorrow night and into Thursday. We will see a low of 75, a high of 88 Thursday. And don't expect a lot of rain, but there will be enough to give us a little bit of a break, and definitely a little bit of a break on the high temperatures. It's 100 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Corey writes, Lee, I was doing my laundry at my apartment complex laundry room, and a woman who clearly was Muslim and lives in my apartment complex came into the laundry room. I tell her to have a good day because I'm a nice person, and she tries to talk to me. She tells me that we're both fellow Christians. And I was a little shocked considering her outfit and that she may be a Christian from an ethnic faraway land. Then I remembered watching her drop off a pamphlet on my neighbor's door. I checked out the pamphlet, and it was for a Muslim restaurant. She told me she wanted to leave some Christian literature for me to read, and I'm sitting there smiling and nodding because obviously I have to live next to her and I don't want drama. But inside I was like, you are a predator. You are attempting to trick me into converting to Islam. Luckily for me, I'm way more intelligent. I just think that it is so predatory. Why is every level of Islam built on lies and evil? Well, I don't know that it is, Corey. I don't know that it is. I just know that the American system of government is not so much Judeo-Christian based as it is Enlightenment based. The Enlightenment really came about as the common man began to learn to read and learned to, and no more was it more prevalent than the United States because we didn't have the class system that you had over in Europe. So more people were free to enlighten themselves in the United States than anywhere else, which is why the Enlightenment move took hold. Enlightenment involves belief in God or a supreme being. Doesn't necessarily mean Christian, doesn't necessarily mean non-Christian. But you have to think of how all the founding fathers were members of the Masonic Order, which was came about as a result of the Enlightenment movement. The more you improve yourself, the more you improve your intellect, the more you improve your ability to live and work and understand the world around you, the better off you will be. That's why our sense of individual achievement in the United States is so high. I know that in the Muslim faith, it is discouraged. The only thing that is encouraged is what the Muslim faith teaches, not what outside sources teach. 405-608, and that's where it differs from Judaism, because Judaism also encourages outside intellect. 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The FDA is taking steps to prevent potential shortage of neonatal starter nutrition for premature and critically ill newborns. Two outsourcing facilities are shutting down, prompting the agency to temporarily ease regulatory priorities so hospitals can maintain access to intravenous nutrition while longer-term supplies are secured. Theater lovers rejoice. Broadway week is back.
To be popular.
From today through September 20th, theater patrons can get two tickets for the price of one to 25 participating shows. Some shows are even offering upgraded seats. From can't-miss classics to brand-new arrivals, the options include longtime favorites like Wicked, The Lion King, The Book of Mormon, and Chicago. Newer shows offering deals include The Lost Boys and Just in Time. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I love seeing folks out on their motorcycles when the weather turns. There's nothing like it. But I've got to say something because I've seen the other side. I've represented riders and their families after a wreck, and there's one thing that comes up again and again. The riders wearing your helmet had a fighting chance. The ones who weren't often didn't. A helmet doesn't make you less free. It's the thing that gets you home to the people you love, and the road doesn't care how experienced you are. It's the other driver, the one who doesn't see you, that you can't control. So please, put the helmet on. Every ride, every time. No matter how short or how long, wear your helmet, ride smart, and ride safe. And if someone else's carelessness has hurt you or a loved one, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. We ride with you.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A multi-vehicle crash caused major traffic backups on I-235 near downtown OKC this morning, with two vehicles involved in the crash near the I-40 interchange. One damaged vehicle came to rest in the median while another stopped nearby along the shoulder. Authorities haven't released any additional information about those involved or possible injuries. Neighbors in northeast Oklahoma City are raising concerns after gunfire erupted during a party at a short-term rental property over the weekend, with police reporting one person was shot in the foot during the early Sunday morning incident. Surveillance videos showed partygoers running as shots were fired and nearby homes and vehicles were struck by bullets. Residents say the home is one of several short-term rentals on the block and have voiced concerns about recurring parties. A McLeod family that operates an animal sanctuary is seeking help after a fire left their home unlivable. Patty and Robert Forehand say they're now caring for more than 70 rescued dogs and cats while living in their driveway as repairs begin. The fire severely damaged the home, but all 49 dogs and 24 cats were safely evacuated. They're asking for donations of pet food and are also looking for people willing to foster or adopt some of the animals. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 Crew Cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember,
We'll beat any deal, regardless.
Required for financing and approved credit. Stock number C6768.
What a great day to be an American. Major Ed Polito coming in hot and inviting you to participate in the 16th annual Major Ed Invitational on September 20th and 21st at the Greens Country Club, benefiting the Empower the Veterans Foundation. Please join me Sunday evening for our kickoff party and live country music from the Chad Todd Band. And on Monday, enjoy golf and live entertainment from the Kyle Rayner Band. For event sponsorships or to register your team, go to MajorEd.org. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
Why was the bomb called out to the airport over the weekend? I'll tell you why on Oklahoma's Talk Radio as Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and very warm with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot weather with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 102, surpassing the previous record of 99 set in 1970. Tomorrow night will bring cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots and a low of 73. Moving into Thursday, there will be a chance of a thunderstorm in one or two spots in the morning. Otherwise, expect considerable cloudiness and slightly cooler temperatures, but with high humidity reaching a high of 85. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
That locker room sucks over there.
That's Lane Kiffin, who is the LSU coach, talking about his own visitors' locker room and how, in the game with Clemson this past weekend, they had a rain delay of 90 minutes and how he didn't have a problem with them having to spend that 90 minutes shut up in that locker room. I don't know if it's a toilet, but I'm getting... Well, you know what? A lot of Tiger Stadium is a toilet. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The weather delay lasted about 90 minutes. And is that the reason LSU won 50-10? I mean, that was a good old-fashioned ass-whooping is what that was. No, but it also was indicative of the mentality that this new coach has brought to Baton Rouge and to LSU. And how this case of having two pro players turned into a debacle. You don't need them. There were two pro players, at least they had pro experience. He was trying to recruit and get on the team. So let this be a lesson, OU. LSU gets their offensive line out of prison. OU, at least at some point, was sending their offensive line to prison. So... And then earlier today, the SEC filed an amended complaint against LSU after the NFL experience debacle. SEC officials are going to hold a special meeting on Thursday and determine whether LSU could face expulsion from the conference. The meeting will center on concerns that school officials have lost control of the LSU head coach and the football program. In the filing, the Southeastern Conference president and chancellors made it clear during the September 4th meeting, they feel as though LSU has let Lane Kiffin run the football program however he wants, without guidance from the athletic department. The SEC, simply put, feels as though the comments made by Kiffin over the past few weeks regarding the matter go against the conference rules. They also feel as though LSU's athletic department has allowed Kiffin to run the football program without pressure from his own bosses. I don't think they're going to kick LSU out. They depend upon LSU for too much competition and too many advertising and television dollars. I don't see them getting rid of LSU. But OU, take note. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Joel writes, Lee, you were in El Reno this past Friday. I would have liked to have seen you drive past Highway 81 and then turn west in Minco or Highway 152 and see the thousands of acres of solar panels. Phase 2 of these solar farms will go in with another 2,000 to 3,000 acres in between Pocasset and Amber. A proposed data center is also going in north of Amber on Highway 92. Rural Water District 6 won't allow new homes to tap into the existing piping, but now a data center wants to tap into the existing structure. I'm all for property rights, but sometimes we can't be all about money. Life is more than money, no matter what the president says. Well, Joel, here's the thing. What a lot of these data centers are doing, and what they will be required to do, is prove that they're not going to deplete the resources. And a lot of times, in lieu of taxes, they will come in and pay for the water lines to be replaced. They will come in, and if there is an aging water district system, replace everything. So everybody benefits. It's not just some mean old ogre data center coming to town. 405-608-4377. That said, I don't believe that the citizens should not have a voice. They should. So if there is some problems with this, I hope that the people of Pocasset and Amber, or if they're in or outside of the county, will go to their county commission meeting and say something. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. An update on the Heartland Flyer train from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth on Freedom 96.9. You know what I love most about Frontier Auto Group? Their location. Now, not only are they on Route 66, and they've been there on Route 66 in El Reno since before there was an I-40, but they were on the outskirts of town at the time, but now the town has kind of grown around them. But at any rate, they are also very easy on and off I-40, which means it's a short drive for great savings or a short drive for great service, no matter where you are in Oklahoma, whether you use Route 66 or I-40. Frontier Auto Group, family-oriented, while others are succumbing to corporate policies and ignoring you, well, they're still doing it the old-fashioned way, looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, dealing with you one-on-one, and it's popular a sales technique. They've got people from all over the state, even Texas, coming in to buy from Frontier Auto Group. 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, their website.
Elections come in November, but your voice matters every single day. Stand up, tune in, and make yourself heard. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using exterior coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval. No federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Run.
96.9. Accurate forecast calling for clear and warm tonight. Low 75. Sunny and hot tomorrow. High 102. Tomorrow night, that's when a frontal system comes through. About 6 p.m. in Enid, 30% chance of rain. 8 p.m. in the Metro, 30% chance of rain. 75 for the low. Then the chance of rain increases to 60% overnight and into Thursday morning. And Thursday morning, mid-morning, will then break up with a 60% chance of rain giving way to a high of 88. So that's considerably cooler than it has been. Not now, though. 100 degrees at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Cleveland County is raising property taxes, an average $55 per household that is not homestead exempt. Why? Because of a lawsuit of a woman who died in custody of Cleveland County Jail. Oh, yeah, they're insured up to $2 million. The lawsuit is for $60 million. And they're going to try to settle for $20 million. They voted on it today. But that means a property tax increase. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Canada is raising tariffs on aluminum and Bombardier jets. Good thing we're building a smelter in Inola. But now where am I going to get my private jet? Talked about the rain and what we might be getting this week a little bit later on. Why was the bomb squad called to the airport? Over the weekend on Freedom 96.9, and an update on the Heartland Flyer, the train that takes you down to Fort Worth and back. Lee Matthews in the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Brian from UConn.
Hello, Brian. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, when you mentioned, once again, another property tax hike because of a lawsuit, this happens a lot in Oklahoma County. I live in Canadian County, and I know that if your population is small, then it is more per person if there's some kind of an incident. And that is the thing that really upsets me, to know that at any moment, if something went wrong, for example, in Canadian County, if there was a lawsuit and it was $60 million, that would destroy our property taxes. And I'm sure you heard about Muskogee or one of those places that are getting hit real hard with something like that.
Yep, I have. So, yeah. And this is why I believe that you should be completely exempt from property taxes if your property is paid for. Because there's got to be a way where people, and I mean, already the property taxes, I think, are unconstitutional. And
right.
And they should not be able to be raised higgledy-biggledy like this.
Well, I've got a solution. The state legislator could easily get in there and put some kind of safety guard or safety rails on it where a lawsuit cannot be, the people can't have their property taxes raked over the coals because of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
That some other method of funding is going to have to pay the lawsuit. But I think in Muskogee it's a sales tax. I'm just not sure. But anyway, that's not fair, and that could absolutely devastate a community.
Well, yes, especially if it's a rural community like Muskogee, where, yeah, okay, you raise the sales tax to that of, say, Oklahoma City, you're not going to get a lot of people buying stuff in Muskogee anymore.
Right. And whether it's a property tax or a sales tax, it's still money, and it's still coming out of the same people that had nothing to do with the incident.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if they could figure out how to do that at the state level, that might solve some of this.
I agree.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Mark writes, Lee, how much are you paid to make those videos that you put out on social media? Mark, I'm not paid anything to make those videos. I make those videos because I want people to have another avenue by which they know what I'm talking about on the program, and I want to trigger more conversation. And if you look at those videos and you see the comments below those videos, whether it's Facebook, whether it's X, whether it's the Freedom 96.9 Facebook page, you will see plenty of conversation. And a lot of that conversation makes it on the air as well. Roy writes, Lee, do you think Donald Trump should rename the Strait of Hormuz the Strait of Trump? I mean, if he can actually fix this mess over there, maybe he has earned it. I agree. I don't have a problem with him renaming that. I don't know if he has any power to, but Now, it seems to me it would have to come from United Arab Emirates or Oman or one of those countries that are adjacent to the Strait. Roy also goes on to say, also, I'm trying to better understand what's behind Norman's proposed de-annexation. Is there any concern that it could be affected? It could affect the city's conservative voting base? More importantly, will the residents affected actually get to vote on it? I think the people living there should have a say in whether they remain a part of Norman or not. Well, the answer to your question, Roy, is they aren't going to become half the size they once were because they brought it up and all the conversation about it was negative. Yes, I do believe they were trying to disenfranchise a good bit of Ward 5, which is largely conservative, largely rural property owners. So they were trying to disenfranchise them. Whether or not that has to do with the turnpike, whether or not that has to do with homelessness, whether or not that has to do with any of the issues going on in Norman, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But the effort failed because everybody said, no, we're not going to do this. And I think what ended up happening was they realized the tax base they were going to lose and give up to the county. It would have been idiotic. The city of Norman would have gone to being almost half the size it once was. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Bomb Squad was called, and the Heartland Flyer, which for a while was looking like was going to be discontinued in 2027 because Texas announced it was not going to renew the contract that it pays to underwrite the railroad that takes you from Oklahoma City to Fort Worth. Well, Texas has decided they will come up with the money. And Oklahoma, which was also saying, well, if Texas isn't going to come up with the money, we won't come up with the money. Oklahoma has decided they will come up with the money somehow. I doubt it will be based upon turnpike fees or money that comes from turnpike fees. Number one, the Oklahoma Turnpikes are not going to give up that money. Number two, they're not going to give it up to a competitor like a passenger rail system that nobody rides. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. As I mentioned earlier in the program, the jobs numbers are out for August, and they're up. It's a good sign. As much as being made about affordability, and as much as the left is trying to not give Trump any credit at all for the economy being in good shape, it's in good shape and it's getting better. Take advantage of the good shape that it's in, because now, more than ever, your money is going to make you more than ever before. And if you turn it over to a professional who is keeping their eye on this each and every day, you'll be on the right track. That person is Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com. I didn't even think of myself as having any wealth to manage. I thought it was that little. When Michael McGuire got a hold of it, he says, you know, Lee, you're in good shape. You and the lovely wife have done a good job. I'm going to take this to the next level, which he already has. I think I'm making close to $1,000 on the money market each and every month. At least close to that. Now, your results will vary. I can't guarantee the same thing, but I can guarantee that Michael McGuire will give you individual attention when you call 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Every stop on Route 66 has something, but this one's got a little bit of everything. A giant wheel that's hard to miss. A midway buzzing with rides and games. Music, livestock, and something fried in every direction. Welcome to
Midway of the Mother Road.
The
Oklahoma State Fair, where every day is worth the trip. Starting with Thrifty Thursdays, sponsored by Tinker Federal Credit Union on both Thursdays. Celebrate Military Monday, Taste of the Fair Tuesday, with $4 admission and select food items. Senior Day on Wednesday, save every day with our little book of big deals. A $250 value for just $5. The Oklahoma State Fair, September 17th through the 27th. Official soft drink of the Oklahoma State Fair.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
In this election season, when Oklahoma City wants real answers, real debate, and real truth, they listen to the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The IRGC is a spokesperson, the parliament is a spokesperson, and they also have a president who came out and essentially said, we'd like to go back to the MOU. What does Secretary of State Marco Rubio say about that?
Well, look, I mean, that ship in many ways has sailed, no pun intended, with regards to the Straits. At the core issue here is they're never going to have a nuclear weapon. I have to remind people that continuously. This is all about the fact that they want to possess a nuclear weapon and threaten the world with it, and we'll never allow that to happen.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m., on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast is calling for clear and warm tonight, 75 the low, sunny and hot tomorrow, high 102. Then we've got a 30% chance of rain that's going to move in about 6 p.m. in Enid, 8 p.m. in the metro, 75 the low. I've got my fingers crossed. That chance of rain will increase to 60% overnight and into Thursday morning. A quarter inch to maybe half inch, that's being optimistic, of total rainfall. It'll all depend on the thermodynamics of the atmosphere. High of 88 on Thursday, by the way, and that's a big difference than the 100 degrees we've got right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Donald Trump on Monday threatened to ban the sale of Canadian Bombardier jets if they are not built in the United States, hours before Canada moved forward with a $20 billion retaliatory tariff on American goods, which took effect at 12:01 earlier today. Prime Minister Mark Carney has stood firm in the country's countermeasures and has signaled that he will match the future trade actions Trump enacts. The latest spat marks a new, more vicious chapter in the rapidly escalating trade war between the two countries, as long as they can keep Prime Minister Mark Carney from crying too much. Good thing we've got a smelter coming to Oklahoma, that's for sure. And a local nonprofit wants to transform an Oklahoma City hotel into a long-term residential recovery facility. Jesus House is looking to turn the Sleep Inn and Suites on Klassen Circle into a recovery and sober living facility. Jesus House provided shelter and meals to those in need in Oklahoma City until transitioning to become a primary recovery source in 2014. That is a good use, if you ask me, of an old motel that is not in use right now or anymore. An Oklahoma City bomb squad responded earlier last week as TSA officers found suspicious items and checked bags at Will Rogers International Airport. TSA spokesman said the certified officer noticed the items while reviewing an X-ray image. The items were later identified as demonstration tools for the fracking and oil drilling industry. It wasn't a bomb. Sorry, guys, you got all excited for nothing. The bomb squad removed the items and confirmed that they were inert training aids. My question is, did they do that after blowing them up with dynamite to make sure they wouldn't blow up? A spokesperson said realistic replicas can require a larger response from airport security and law enforcement. Well, at least it wasn't a gun. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Iran is threatening more retaliation with what? A slingshot?
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Police searching for four teens after a chase in northwest Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Republicans are gathering in Dallas for the first ever GOP midterm convention, with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance set to headline. Republicans are emphasizing their legislative record and criticizing Democrats as too far left. But the party also faces its own challenges, including concerns over inflation, gas prices, and Trump's approval ratings, as Republicans defend narrow majorities in Congress. The economy is shaping up to be the top issue in this November's midterm elections, but voters are looking beyond the headlines. Jobs and the stock market show some strength, while inflation, gas, and grocery prices remain concerns. Polls show neither party has a clear advantage on the economy, suggesting candidates will have to address voters' everyday financial pressures. OpenAI admits that some of its AI agents escaped from a testing environment and hijacked an obscure German wiki forum. More from Tammy Trujillo.
Reuters was first to report that the AI agents turned the wiki forum into a message board for other AI agents. OpenAI knew about the attack weeks ago. Now they're calling for a consistent standard for reporting similar incidents.
A steel beam from the World Trade Center is set to go on display at the White House today as the nation prepares to mark the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Mark Mayfield has more.
The Tunnel to Towers Steel Across America tour is bringing the 16,000-pound beam to the Ellipse. President Trump is expected to deliver remarks.
Kirk Enterprise.
Stardate, September 8, 1966. NBC premiered Star Trek, introducing audiences to Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and the crew of the Starship Enterprise. Created by Gene Roddenberry, the series lasted just three seasons, but found new life in syndication and ultimately became one of television's most influential franchises.
Live long and prosper.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are searching for four teenagers after a chase that occurred in northwest Oklahoma City Tuesday morning. Officers were responding to a report of trespassing when the teens fled the scene, leading police on a pursuit. Officers searched the area but hadn't located them as of Tuesday morning. No injuries were reported, and the investigation continues. An Edmond ICU nurse is facing a felony charge after investigators report that he stole fentanyl from OU Health Edmond Medical Center. Joseph Muniz improperly accessed fentanyl on multiple occasions between January and February of this year. Surveillance video showed him concealing medication and placing vials in his pockets. He later admitted to taking fentanyl waste for personal use. He was arrested Wednesday and is being held in the Oklahoma County Jail on a $3,000 bond.
He's currently enrolled in a state-approved nursing substance abuse assistance program. A longtime OKC nonprofit is hoping to convert a former hotel into a residential recovery center. Jesus House wants to relocate its recovery and sober living program to the Sleep Inn and Suites on Class and Circle. Oklahoma City Council members are expected to vote on the required rezoning request. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event. And when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Iran is threatening more retaliation.
With what?
Throwing rocks? Lee Matthews in The Drive with more on that from Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 as The Drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom. Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and very warm with a low of 75. Tomorrow,
tired of the spin on the nightly news?
The temperature is going to a record-breaking high of 102.
Cuts through the bias to deliver the facts, daily local coverage, and the top political minds in the nation.
Tune in at
96.9 FM or stream live anywhere. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, or on the Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma City AccuWeather Forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Hey, I didn't do that, I promise. It is Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. Welcome back from a nice long holiday weekend. Hope you had a good one. Got some rain in the forecast for this week, and it's going to be a short work week. But that also means that the 25th anniversary of 9/11 is going to be upon us before you know it. And that's one of the things we're talking about on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews. I am not going to get all caught up in the 25th anniversary. Now, the media wants us to, and the reason the media wants us to is because there's not a lot going on this week. Also, generally, the statisticians, the demographers, the marketers, they all think in terms of generations, which is a 25-year period on average. So what that means is since it's the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, an entire generation has been born and raised that doesn't remember it happening. And with today's education system, probably wasn't taught adequately how it happened or what happened. But more important for me is not that I'm against remembering 9/11, although I am more of the type of person that would rather remember. I'm not going to build, if someone I know has had a car accident on the side of the road, I'm not going to build a memorial on the side of the road. I don't want to remember when and how somebody died. I want to remember them how they lived, especially people that I love, people that are close to me. I want to remember them as they lived and hope to see them again walking in the streets of glory. So I'm not against the remembrances of 9/11, but after a while we've got, okay, the anniversary of 9/11, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day, the anniversary of Martin Luther King, the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, and pretty soon every month we're remembering when somebody died or when something horrible happened. I'd rather gather what we've learned and move forward, and here's what I've learned about 9/11. I thought we were never going to forget. Here we are 25 years away from one of the worst days in American history. And I remember where I was and when I was, just like you do. I remember being gobsmacked and not knowing what to think, even after the second tower fell, not realizing how many people had died and how it had all happened and why it had happened. And I'm very sorry for the people who are members of the religion of peace. But they should be furious because this did nothing to further their cause. It did nothing to make people understand them better. All it did was highlight what the religion of peace considers a sacrament. Do you know what a sacrament is? I know if you are a member of a high church, you know what a sacrament is. If you're a member of a low church, you probably don't have a lot of emphasis on the sacraments, or you don't realize when you're in the midst of a sacrament, which is fine. A sacrament is when you are making a declaration of your faith. Marriage is a sacrament. You are taking the hand of this person, and you are promising before 500, 5,000, whatever it is, of your friends and relatives and God himself that this person will be yours forever. Baptism. You are standing before a group of people and you are promising that you will do everything in your power to live your life within Christ. Whether that's an immersion, whether that's as a baby and your parents are making the declaration, it doesn't matter to me. It is still a sacrament. When you're on your knees, whether in a church or out in the woods or in your own bedroom in the very depths of despair, and you say in prayer because that's the only thing left in your life, I believe, I believe, I believe. I have sinned. I have done wrong. I have missed the point. Show me the way. Provide me with some absolution. That is a sacrament. When you're holding the hand of a loved one who's dying, and you say to the Lord God, please take them peacefully and quietly into your ever-loving arms, that is a sacrament. Now, the religion of peace. I've not been able to have anyone who is a member of the religion of peace tell me that killing someone who doesn't believe as you is not a sacrament to them. I've heard plenty of sidesteps and tap dances and spin. Oh, no, that's jihad, and jihad is holy war. But your holy war doesn't have to involve killing someone. What is a war if it's not killing someone? What is a holy war if you are not killing the person that doesn't believe as you? What were the Crusades all about? So that's where I'm at, okay? 25 years and that hasn't changed. And no one has been able to explain to me how the religion of peace doesn't look at what happened on 9/11 and secretly cheer. Now, here we are, 25 years after the fact, this week, Friday, and what has the epicenter of where most of the people who died done? The people of New York, are they never forgetting? No, they've elected someone who has made statements and agrees with others who have made it sound like, oh, America had it coming. America's the great Satan. America is, it wants to take over the world with its internet and its enlightened thinking. Its equal treatment of women. The United States should have known better because, I mean, they just poked the bear that is the religion of peace enough, and this is what happened. They've elected a man named Zoran Mamdani who has said or at least alluded to all of those things. Is this how we never forget? A man whose sympathies lie with those who say U.S. somehow deserved it, brought it upon itself, even caused it to happen. A man who has done everything in his power to subvert the American system. A man who was only 9 years old at the time, living in Uganda, dreaming of the day when he can migrate to the very city he's now trying to dismantle board by board. Is this how we never forget? It's as though those who want to destroy the United States and the American way of life are no longer using planes to fly into buildings. They're out in the open. Running for, getting elected to office. On the promise that destroying the country as we know it is what they've got in mind. They're not using the religion of peace to infiltrate communism into the government. It's quite the reciprocal. They're using communism to infiltrate the religion of peace into the government. Is this how we never forget? So that's my problem. We've got an entire generation of people who don't understand that that is what this is all about. This is a battle between good and evil. This is a battle every bit as real as the battle against Nazism was and is. This wasn't just some attack that just so happened to happen on September 11th. It was all planned. It was all designed to provoke a reaction, and it did. Oh, it did. So I'm not prejudiced against the religion of peace. I realize, acknowledge, and celebrate the differences in the religion of peace and those who worship it peacefully. But until a member of that faith can describe to me that killing someone who doesn't believe as you is not a sacrament of their faith, I'm always going to be a little on edge. That's just the way it is. Treating women the way you treat women. Treating children the way you treat children. I will be memorializing the 25th anniversary of 9/11 in my way, and that is the annual terrorist takedown episode of Firearms Friday, because that has not changed in 25 years. It has not changed that we need to always be vigilant and ready to defend ourselves from that evil in whatever state that evil may take. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. 405-608-4377. Kevin writes, Lee, for those saying I'm a Republican, but I'm going to just vote for Cindy Munson so we can have a change in Oklahoma. Well, let me tell you who the real Cindy Munson is. By her own record, the real Cindy Munson voted to allow men to participate in women's sports by voting against the Save Women's Sports Act. Voted that churches be deemed non-essential and closed during COVID. Voted to deny the necessity of parental consent for vaccines on their own children. Voted for record high property taxes. Voted against reducing Oklahoma income taxes. Voted against a woman's right to pull a firearm without firing it as a display of readiness and self-defense. Voted against requiring hospitals to show the cost of regularly performed procedures to patients before performing such procedures. Voted against free speech for college students. Voted against requiring photo ID to vote in Oklahoma. Voted to take up to $10 million of Oklahoma taxpayer money to give rebate checks to Hollywood entertainers. Voted against allowing adoptive and foster parents to turn down a placement assignment based on the child's stated sexual identification, no matter their family's religion or conviction. If these are not your values, why are you voting for Cindy Munson? Thank you, Kevin. That is very, very well put, okay? No, I had this conversation with a coworker. And my coworker said, I hate it that Maisie has emerged as the Republican nominee because it's like voting for Mr. Rogers. And I said, I know, he's not dynamic, he's not expressive, he's not the type of guy that seems like he's going to go set the world on fire, but he's better than Cindy Munson. And Kevin, you seem to know that. And by the way, Kevin did list all of the House bills and Senate bills that he's referring to with all of these, with all of the this checklist he sent me. So I wasn't going to bore you with all of it, but he knows what he's talking about, and he did his homework. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. More is coming into light about what was found at the Bitcoin mining data center in El Reno, the one that was wasting 4 million gallons of their water. And then we found out that it was a private hydrant that they did not even properly install, which is why it was leaking. Then we found out that the water board had not been monitoring why this much water was leaking. So a good bit of it is on El Reno, and they admitted it. Okay, good. Well, now a new report says the property was had failing status involving fire inspections. The inspection took place after the city found the source of last month's massive water leak. In all, close to 4 million gallons of water was wasted. The fire marshal's report shared in a statement noticed and printed in the El Reno Tribune highlighted several issues. Among them, secured box to allow first responders to access the property. It wasn't there. Electrical equipment and wiring deficiencies. Fire marshal said vegetation on the property posed a fire risk. In addition, portable fire extinguishers were not maintained as required. The inspection also found flammable liquids stored near combustible materials, along with deficiencies involving the property's private fire hydrant, which was connected to the private water line that leaked. They also said the city issued a stop work order on the property 3 years ago due to the code violations, but didn't follow up on it, and Athlon Blockchain LLC kept operating. The assumption was that people would respect the stop work order, just like we have stop signs. Oh, yeah? For more than a week, they tried to contact Athlon to get their attempts and their response to all of these charges, but nobody's answering the phone. During the most recent visit to the property, there were several people there, along with moving trucks. In the meantime, the city says it's making changes internally to avoid problems in the future. Yeah. Because I would say half of this problem is El Reno not doing what El Reno is supposed to be doing. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Insurance is getting so flaky. It's like some people are starting to talk about how the insurance industry needs to be taken over more and more by the state. You don't want that. I've seen that happen in Louisiana. I've seen it happen in Florida. Seen it happen in South Carolina because of hurricanes. All right. You don't want that. You still want insurance to be competitive. But you need somebody on your side that will plead your case to the insurance company if you have damage from a storm. That person is my good friend, Scott McCollum of McRoof. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Here's what makes McRoof so much better than any other contractor out there. He goes over the roof with a fine-tooth magnifying glass. Then he fortifies the roof. He doesn't just slap more shingles on over the old ones, and he doesn't just replace the old ones. He fortifies the roof so that it can handle the bad weather that might be coming down the road. That's key when it comes to talking to your insurance company. That's key to your insurance company going, oh, okay, here's a check. Been doing it for 40 years in Oklahoma. They can do it for you. Give them a call, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, 405-877-7663, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
MetRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. MetRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Every stop on Route 66 has something, but this one's got a little bit of everything. A giant wheel that's hard to miss. A midway buzzing with rides and games. Music, livestock, and something fried in every direction. Welcome to
Midway of Mother Road.
The Oklahoma State Fair, where every day is worth the trip. Starting with Thrifty Thursdays, sponsored by Tinker Federal Credit Union on both Thursdays. Celebrate Military Monday, Taste of the Fair Tuesday, with $4 admission and select food items. Senior Day on Wednesday, save every day with our little book of big deals. A $250 value for just $5. The Oklahoma State Fair, September 17th through the 27th. Official soft drink of the Oklahoma State Fair.
Foundation Church is launching in Mustang, Oklahoma. We are built on Jesus, growing together and making an impact. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. and be part of what God is building. Visit foundationchurch.live for more details.
They count your vote in November. We amplify your voice 365 days a year. This is Oklahoma City's 100,000-watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
The moment that you're establishing that the government can use tax dollars to award family arrangements that it considers socially desirable, you are giving the government the power to determine what a desirable family arrangement is. They believe that the government should cultivate virtue. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Patrick writes, Lee, by the looks of your social media sites, I think the heat is getting to people. The police even believe this happens in hot summers and people get nasty to each other. Glad you made sure that expectations on your discourse and that you're always polite with whoever is criticizing you. Well, Patrick, thank you very much for noticing that. I think it was Sam Houston who warned the Confederacy of that on the onset of the Civil War, something along the lines of, you don't understand this enemy. They are not as fiery a people as you, for they live in cooler climates. And he was right. 405-608-4377, John in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Thank you, Lee. You were discussing Islam and frankly, mm-hmm. being quite charitable about it, that your concern was the main issue, and that seems to be life, their attitude toward life.
Yeah.
The fact that you referred to it as a sacrament that they would kill the non-believer.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be any doubt about it, although you were hopeful that somebody would call and explain it to you that that really wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And yet that is one of the key elements of how you make it into paradise.
Yeah.
By being martyred during. So not only are you trying to kill someone else, you're perfectly willing to kill yourself. Like, for example, the suicide bombers.
Yeah, and that's why the Iranians have no problem not only making their own people miserable, but dying in the process.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. it's taught to them as children. And we see that if we look at 9/11, or if we think of a handful of incidents that have occurred here in this country, more than a handful, but if you look at it worldwide, there's not any argument at all.
No.
Islam is killing people left and right all over the globe, and they're doing it every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable. So as far as somebody calling up explaining, oh, this really isn't happening, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. And then you couple that low view of life that they have with their view of women, which you did mention there towards the end, they're absolute slaves.
Yeah.
Chattel, you know. And I don't know any Islamic scholar or anybody that would argue otherwise. You know, they're permitted four wives and incalculable number of hookers or concubines or whatever they call them on the side, plus animals. You know, it's incredible. And then there's many other issues in addition to that. And so they naturally kind of align with the Democrat Party and the left.
They certainly do.
Because they also have, I mean, I'm not saying that.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Iran is threatening to establish a new maritime exclusion zone in the Strait of Hormuz, potentially restricting commercial shipping through one of the world's most important oil routes. Reading scores in the United States are at their lowest point in over a quarter of a century.
Global exam results released today show that students from Canada, Singapore, and parts of China outperformed American students on the program for international student assessment. Students in the U.S. fell below the average score by more than 30 points. The scores released this year, the 26th year of this test, are also the lowest average levels of performance in all three subject areas across all countries that take the test. I'm Chris Caraggio.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 628 points. The S&P 500 fell 45 points. And the NASDAQ shed 85 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are searching for four teenagers after a chase that occurred in Northwest Oklahoma City Tuesday morning. Officers were responding to a report of trespassing when the teens fled the scene, leading police on a pursuit. Officers searched the area but hadn't located them as of Tuesday morning. No injuries were reported and the investigation continues. An Edmond ICU nurse is facing a felony charge after investigators report that he stole fentanyl from OU Health Edmond Medical Center. Joseph Muniz improperly accessed fentanyl on multiple occasions between January and February of this year. Surveillance video showed him concealing medication and placing vials in his pockets. He later admitted to taking fentanyl waste for personal use. He was arrested Wednesday and is being held in the Oklahoma County Jail on a $3,000 bond. He's currently enrolled in a state-approved nursing substance abuse assistance program. A longtime OKC nonprofit is hoping to convert a former hotel into a residential recovery center. Jesus House wants to relocate its recovery and sober living program to the Sleep Inn and Suites on Class and Circle. Oklahoma City Council members are expected to vote on the required rezoning request. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 crew cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless. Required Ford financing and approved credit. Stock number C6768.
You've heard me say that I consider my listeners my friends. And as my friend, I would not tell you something that I don't personally believe. And I wouldn't introduce you to somebody who I don't think would also be a friend. That person is Eunice Corey of Well Preserved. Don't get me wrong. She's a sweet little lady. But she can turn into a fire-breathing dragon at the drop of a hat when it comes to signing you up for Medicare and dealing with those Medicare bureaucrats. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts. Don't be confused. Be assertive. Call Eunice Corey of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make in a long time. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. They'll make sure that your financial needs are met, that your insurance needs are met, that your Medicare needs are met, and that your physical needs are met as well. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They're my friends, and they should be yours too.
When you give to OMRF, 100% of your dollars are used to fuel medical research and create discoveries in the fight against cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and more. And with every tax-deductible donation, you can also receive an Oklahoma tax credit of up to $2,000. The more you give, the more you save. And the more we help everyday people live longer, healthier lives. Make a difference today by donating at OMRF.org.
Note to OU, when you play LSU this season, they're going to put you in a crummy locker room on purpose. Lee Matthews as Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and very warm with a low of 75. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies and hot weather, with temperatures soaring to a record-breaking high of 102, surpassing the previous record of 99 set in 1970. Tomorrow night will bring cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots and a low of 73. Moving into Thursday, there will be a chance of a thunderstorm in one or two spots in the morning. Otherwise, expect considerable cloudiness and slightly cooler temperatures, but with high humidity reaching a high of 85. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
What do you think of Cleveland County getting ready to raise property taxes about $50 per household to pay off a lawsuit they are trying to settle? They're not going to wait for the courts to settle this lawsuit. They're just going to settle for $20 million. And, oh, the taxpayers get to pay for it because a prisoner who needed certain medication was denied that medication, and that prisoner died in the county jail. Canada raising tariffs on aluminum and Bombardier jets. Good thing we built a smelter. And now what am I going to do about my private jet? Those Canadians. We're going to be getting some rain later this week. The timeline is Wednesday night, 30% chance of rain around 6 p.m. in the Enid area. That'll be about 8 p.m. in the metro. And then a 60% chance of rain most of the night into Thursday morning. But don't look for it to be inches. Might be a quarter inch at most. Still, that's something. That's a relief. And it'll be a relief from the heat. 88 for the high that day. And the bomb squad was called out to the airport over the weekend. They thought it was a bomb. Turned out it was model equipment to demonstrate the fracking process in the oil industry. I don't know how they could mistake that, but okay. At least it wasn't an evil gun. Made it on one of our airplanes. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you were on the air. What's your name?
Hey, John from Del City.
Hi, John.
Hey, I was wondering, our death row, that's down in another community. I was wondering if we could possibly get the people at the county jail shipped to that prison and the death row inmates brought to the county jail. I think that's more properly placed.
It sounds to me like the Oklahoma County Jail is worse than death row. That's what it sounds like to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're the maggots of society, but yet you have to, you know, come on, they got to be treated properly.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to have a system. The sad part is if you put a marker on someone that there's medical issues or psychological issues, somebody down the road's going to use that against them that they shouldn't. But we've got to have a way to have police bill check, you know, into your medical records. Is there issues? You know, I mean, this lady could have been saved.
I think we need to bring back insane asylums. We need to bring back facilities so that, okay, if the voices in your head are telling you to break into your girlfriend's apartment and do something to her, you can either commit yourself or be committed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. And, you know, this liberal idea that it's more humane to let them steal from the public, costing us thousands and millions of dollars, you know, and on and on and on. You know, and living under a bridge or on the street or wherever. Where is that humane? Come on.
Well, it's humane because of antipsychotic drugs that they can administer that make someone who has a mental health issue behave and actually be able to prosper in society. But here's the problem. After about 3 or 4 days, that patient usually will stop taking their meds because they make them feel nothing. So they don't like
it. In their mind, I know what you're saying.
So how do you force someone to take their antipsychotics? You lock them up until they promise to take their antipsychotics.
Yep. I don't know if there's, you know, I mean, I know HEPA laws and stuff probably prevent it, but there's got to be a way to where the police department can have a quick scan and just simply have some form of there's medical issues or psychological issues, whatever the case may be, when they apprehend someone, you know, it has to be available.
Well, as it is now, the problem is there's no place. Let's say an officer sees somebody on a park bench and they clearly are having mental issues, and the officer pulls up and says, okay, I can give you a choice here. I can either take you to a homeless shelter, I can take you to jail, or you can move on your own. Those are the three choices. One of those choices isn't, or I can take you to a facility where you can get some help. That's not one of the choices. Yeah.
No. And we've got to start making that available. It would be substantially cheaper for we, the citizens, paying the bills. You know, I mean, it'd be a huge tax savings, you know, but I don't know. That's frustrating, but
it is.
I think that smelter's going to go in. I hope it does. We need the jobs. We need it bad.
Well, I think so. And I don't know that we have much of a choice because I think it is a federal project.
Right. That's the saving grace for us there. Yeah. So. All right, yeah, well, that's just my 2 cents worth on that.
It was very good 2 cents, John. Thanks a lot for calling in from Del City on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Brad Lights writes, Lee, what do you think of the straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to cities and corporations and their collection, use, and sale of every iota of each person's lives? We already had a turnpike authority tracking and traveling on their roadways. New cars with biometrics, flock cameras to track every move. Insurance companies are using them and can track you your car from place to place at will. Walmart posting their tracking lack of privacy policy. when someone enters their store. Flock tracking by Home Depot, Lowe's, etc. Tracking of people entering gun range and parking lots. We know there is more, but someone someday will be elected and use this as an ultimate control of population. We already no longer live in a free country. And you know the retroactive prosecutions, oppression, and behavior modification are coming. No, they're not coming, Brad, because that would be illegal. Right now, it is legal for a store to keep records on you and use those records to sell you things. You volunteer that when you give them the information. It's no different than back in the days of writing checks. Stores would take your name, address, and phone number off of your check, put it in a database so that they could mail you direct mailers. You didn't consent to that, but you're not having to pay for it. All you did was write a check. And going in and using a credit card where that information exists is no different. The difference is your Fourth and Fifth Amendments violated if it's used against you. Now, pestering you with mailers and phone calls and junk texts and junk facts, that is not being used against you. I have people who call this program all the time. I'd play everything with cash. I don't do anything. I got a regular cell phone that you can't track. And blah-bitty, 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 blah. Fine. If you want to live your life that way, fine. I don't. I like some of the modern conveniences that apps provide. And so I'm willing to manage that aggravation. And if it gets to be too much, I blow up the app and I get rid of it. But I love going on Amazon and finding what I'm looking for and buying it just by swiping. I love that. Do I know that Amazon's monitoring what I'm buying? Yes, I do. Do I know that they are monitoring not only the time of day, but the potential mood I was in when I bought it? Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Do I mind when I go and open up Amazon? Hey, Lee, last time you bought this, how about one of these? No, I don't mind that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be shopping on Amazon. Same with Walmart. Now, it's not like, I don't know if you remember the movie Minority Report, where Tom Cruise walks in and they scan his eye. Hello, Mr. So-and-so. Would you like another pair of those Eddie Bauer pants you bought last time? No, thank you. No, thank you. And he walks on. We're not there yet, but it's close. And it'll probably get there. And I don't have a problem, Brad, with people who, okay, I'm not going to shop that way. I don't like being monitored. And I've told stores that before. Would you like to sign up for our such-and-such club? No, thank you. Well, it really won't take that long. Blah, 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 blah. Look. Here's an interesting idea. I give you cash, you give me the widget that I want to buy. End of transaction. Because, yeah, it's getting to the point where your money's not enough. But, Brad, that's the only thing I have to offer you there on Freedom 96.9. You're not going to stop progress. That's why I don't have a problem with data centers as long as they aren't raping the country and raping our resources while they're doing what they do. We're going to need to be on top of artificial intelligence, just like we needed to be on top of the space program, just like we needed to be on top of the defense program, just like we needed to be on top of the nuclear program. We have no choice as the free society on the planet. As the purveyor of freedom on the planet, we have to stay on top of these things. It is our noblesse oblige, our noble obligation to mankind. We're not going to be able to stop this religion of peace from infiltrating each and every part of our world unless we have the tools with which to do it. We're not going to be able to stop the Chinese from taking over the planet as they want to do and have said they want to do again and again and again into the night unless we have the tools to do it. And sometimes those tools are not pleasant. Sometimes you need somebody on the wall. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. A few good men, 405-608-4377. Chris writes, Lee, Gloria Steinem is dead. She survived by no one because she aborted her only known child to hang out in India with Gandhi allies. The tragedy could have been a personal one had she not spent her life leading a generation of college-educated white women down her path of ruin. Chris, I don't want to say it was a path of ruin. Here's my problem with Gloria Steinem. She was all about how suppressed women are. She was all about how men do nothing but suppress women. She really wanted nothing to do with men because she saw them as oppressors. And she wanted all the other women in the world to see them as oppressors. If every single woman in this country believed that every single man was an oppressor, we would not reproduce as a society. So Gloria Steinem's preaching basically was hate men. I'm not going to say I'm glad she's dead. I'm not glad anybody's dead. I'm sorry she lived such a lonely, what seemingly lonely life that was so full of hatred for men. In a way, it kind of bred this movement that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, because Gloria Steinem wanted men to be more sensitive. Well, by nature, men are not more sensitive because men are the breadwinners. Men are the hunter-gatherers. I'm not saying it's permanent, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's the way nature made it. Does that mean we can't rise above what nature has made? Of course it doesn't mean that. We can all do that. I've got a sensitive side. I appeal to it all the time. The lovely wife and I can go pick out towels. I can pick out and speak with relative intelligence about China patterns. Doesn't make me effeminate. Doesn't make me a not hunter-gatherer. The lovely wife enjoys that part of our relationship. There's her part of the relationship and there's my part of the relationship. Doesn't mean I can't do a load of laundry. Doesn't mean I can't sew a button. Doesn't mean she can't fire up the barbecue pit if she wants to cook something. Although she never has. Fire scares her. Okay, then I, the hunter-gatherer, will take care of the fire. But Gloria Steinem seemed to want women to hate men. The very being with which, when you build a lasting and loving and safe relationship with, everybody benefits. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Phil writes, Lee, I want to get real about the Lindsey Clancy case. People, mostly women, are mischaracterizing the question the jury was trying to decide. The question was not, did she have a psychotic break? That is immaterial. The real question before the jury was, when she murdered her children, did she know it was wrong? To me, there's no doubt that she did know what she was doing was wrong. 100%. How? It's very simple when you focus on the real events, not how she was feeling. As she was murdering her children, her husband called. He asked how things were going. She said everything was okay and her children were fine. Think about that. If she actually didn't know that murdering her child was wrong, then her answer to her husband's question would have been something like, oh, I'm strangling the children because my voice in my head told me to do it. Could you pick up a quart of milk on your way home? The fact, and this is a fact, that she lied about it was because she knew what she was doing was wrong. In my opinion, the woman is a sociopath, in a way Scott Peterson was. She was just tired of being the perfect mom when, in truth, that was the last thing she wanted to be. She was tired of living, and as with many suicidal people, she wanted to kill the ones she blamed for driving her to suicide. So if it is true that there's only one holdout, or was one holdout from accepting the insanity defense, then I pray to God that he, and I'm sure he is, does not get intimidated into letting the murderess walk. Well, he didn't. And we were hearing earlier this afternoon from one of the jurors who was confirming everything we thought. He just couldn't get over the fact that she killed her children. She just couldn't, he couldn't get over the fact. We kept telling him, yes, we know that. That's not in question. What is in question is, did she know what she was doing at the time? And he would look at them and he would say, she killed her children. And you're asking me if that was wrong or not? Or if she thought it was wrong? And Phil, I'm in agreement with you. Lovely wife and I talked about it a lot over the weekend. If I got loaded on heroin and I killed the lovely wife because I thought she was some sort of dangerous lizard person trying to kill me, that defense would not stand up in court. Oh, I didn't know what I was doing because I was high on heroin. That would not have been forgivable. The jury wouldn't buy it for one cent. And that's almost exactly what this woman is doing. Oh, I wasn't in my right mind because of my psychotics. Why were you on psychotics? Well, because I wanted to go to the, I needed to go to this doctor and this doctor and this doctor. No, you doctor shopped until you got all these meds so that you could prove that you were on all these psychotics. I just didn't have any support system. You had a husband who had taken care of many, many nannies for you, so you wouldn't have to do anything. And then he quit his job so he could work from home and do all the work for you. You didn't have a support system? You went through how many doctors? And you never told them that you were already on this med or that med? Because all of that came out as well. I'm with that one juror. I know that this is kind of starting to fade in terms of content cycle, but there's still a lot of people that want to talk about it, I can tell. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews in the drive. I got some exciting things going on at Frontier Auto Group. They're getting ready to roll out the 2027s in the next couple of months. You know what that means. Car dealerships love to start making deals this time of year to get rid of the 2026s and get them off the lot or out of their inventory. And that's what Frontier Motors is all about. Frontier Auto Group. They've been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help to continue to support the community. That's why they're here, to do some of the things absolutely free that most dealerships charge for, like check engine lights, low tire pressure lights, weak battery, AC could be colder this time of year. I think I saw that we've had 40 straight days of 100-plus temperatures and over 90 days of temperatures above 90 degrees. Whew, that may change this week, by the way. Anyway, the other thing that may change is how many deals you can make in financing, how many deals you can make on trade-ins, and how many deals you can make on 2026s, because Frontier Auto Group is ready to move them out. So give them a call, 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are in Oklahoma. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, it's Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Stevens Ford and Enid is the money-saving truck store for all Northwest Oklahoma, and the reason is simple. We stock more trucks, we sell more trucks, and we sell them at a money-saving price. And now, the savings are even greater because it's closeout time. Here's just one example of the savings. A new 2026 model F-150 Crew Cab. The MSRP on this truck is $50,870. But with our discount and Ford factory incentives, it's just $45,870. Now, folks, that's a discount of about 10%. Now, if you want to finance the same truck with Ford financing, just $42,570. And that's $8,200 off the MSRP. And get this, 72-month financing at 2.9%. So take your pick, cash or financing.
Come to Stevens Ford and Enid and save. And always remember, we'll beat any deal, regardless.
Required for financing and approved credit. Stock number C6768.
96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. Eric and Edmund, not much time left, but what I got is yours. Partner, go ahead.
Yeah, my question is basically, what I'm thinking is, it looks like we're establishing that medicated people with voices in their head can kill people.
Yeah.
And can get away. that should not be. I mean, there's too many medicated people with voices in their heads out there.
No, I agree with you. That's exactly the precedent that this is setting up. And that's why I read this morning that they may have a plea bargain. I hope they don't, because if they have a plea bargain, that means this whole thing will go away and she's liable to walk free.
Wow.
Yeah.
God,
we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. All right, Eric. I got to run, but thank you very much for listening. And I'm sorry it was so late. I ran out of time rather quick because we had some pretty good hot topics popping. We'll talk more about this tomorrow on The Drive. Also, as we get ready for the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 anniversary, your thoughts on what has changed about our society and what hasn't changed about our society. Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags is up next.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.